Good morning and greetings from Maine. In Jesus' name, this is Brother E from Reno. I am excited to be sharing the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations this coming week. And I would like to, this week, share from three verses that have been a huge inspiration for me. This is out of Ephesians chapter 5. And as I tell you, the book of Ephesians is so rich, and chapter 5 is no exception, just so much deep, wonderful counsel here. The three verses I would like to share from this week are 14, 15, and 16. It reads like this. I'm going to read you the whole thing, and then we'll break down into subjects for throughout the week. And I invite you to listen in throughout the week as you're able to. It's going to be all in context and tied together. So may you be blessed. I'm sure I will. I always am when I study the Word, prepare for messages. It just seems like I get more out of it than anybody else will. Read like this. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. This morning, I'm going to dwell on the beginning part of verse 14. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody that is asleep or not. And of course, this is speaking spiritually. You may be very much wide awake physically, but you may be sleeping spiritually. That's who it's talking about. It says, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. How do we know if we are asleep? Well, if we're asleep physically, and if we're asleep spiritually, there's some of the same things that happen. When we sleep, our senses aren't keen. We don't know what's going on around us. We're not discerning. We're not watchful. Jesus told us very directly to watch, and pray. And he set the example, and he told us to do the same, to watch and pray and be awake. And so how do we know if we're awake or not? One of the things that happens if we're sleeping, it may be too late by the time we awake. Think of the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 25. There are 10 virgins, and they're all getting ready for the bridegroom. Some of them were foolish. They didn't take any oil with them. They were just making it look like they were doing everything the right way. They went through the motions, but they had no oil. And then they all fell asleep, all 10 of them. And then the cry came at midnight that the bridegroom was coming. And they all rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish knew they were in trouble. They didn't have any oil. They said to the wise, give us oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise knew that wouldn't work. They said, go and buy for yourselves. But by the time they bought, it was too late. So to think we can sleep and then be woke up and still have time to get ready for Jesus when he returns, that's very, very foolish. And a high chance that it won't work out, just like it didn't for these five foolish virgins. You know, we can't buy our righteousness from others. We can't buy salvation from others. I'm saying buy. I should have said that we can't just get it from others. Like the foolish one at the wise to just give them some. That doesn't work. So we can't be among true Christians and then think, well, because we're with them, well, if we get in trouble, they're gonna bail us out. It's not gonna work. We need that personal relationship with the Lord, personal cleansing, personal salvation. We can't get it from somebody else. We need to get it directly from the Lord and have that living relationship with Him in this life. What are some tips to know if we're asleep? Number one, no spiritual interests. Just as soon sleep through church. Can't wait till church is over. If somebody speaks to me about the Lord, I get uncomfortable. I want them to stop. No spiritual interests. There are carnal things. This is number two. There are carnal things you'd much rather talk about. Can't wait till church is over and go out and talk about hunting or fishing or farming or the weather. Much rather talk about those things. Number three, you are more comfortable around unbelievers than around Christians that are on fire, that are fervent in spirit. You'd rather be around those that don't exhort you, those that don't challenge you, those that don't make you feel like you're not a good Christian, those that don't rock your boat, and those that are easy on you. You'd rather be around those. Number four, no prayer life, or at least not a vibrant prayer life. Jesus taught us to go into the closet, pray in secret. The way our secret prayers are, that's how our genuine prayer life is. God sees how we are in secret, how we pray in secret, and that's what he knows us by as far as our prayer life. Number five, lack of discernment. Of course, we can understand that one. If we're asleep, we're not discerning. We don't know what's going on around us. We don't think straight. We don't talk straight. I don't have nightmares a lot. I don't speak in my sleep a lot, but I do once in a while, and whenever I do, it's just crazy, off the wall, confused stuff. Doesn't make sense, and it's no fun. It doesn't work well. Lack of discernment. If we're wide awake, we can have discernment. We can know the time we're in. We can know what's going on. We can know what to do about things and how to make things work out right. Number six. Other means of salvation creep in besides the true gospel of Jesus Christ and His blood. And these other means would usually be means of works. Like if I do this and do that and do the other thing, like going to church and dressing right and doing those things, then surely God will accept me. No, there is no successful bypass of Jesus and His cleansing blood. You cannot be saved without the true gospel. Don't even try. And number seven, no fear of God. no proper fear of God. You might fear other things. You might live in fear. You might be superstitious. And you might have some sort of a fear of God, but it's not the type that keeps you from doing evil. You can do, if you're asleep, you do wicked things. You're a sinner. You do sinful things, and you don't have the fear of God that stops you from it. Those are the 7 tips that I have if you're asleep. And I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe you're wide awake spiritually. Maybe you're walking with the Lord. Praise God if you are. But if you're asleep, then hear these words again. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. And tomorrow we would talk about the rest of the verse, which says, and Christ shall give thee light. What wonderful words. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day, and see you tomorrow.